city's going to be under 3 feet of water before this thing lets up.
Hurricane Dottie heads toward New England.
Okay, who's got duty this week?
Everybody but Dietrich. He's in court. Wojo's going to Manhattan South to be public information officer for 4 days starting tomorrow.
Okay. How's it going, Fish?
Terrible. You know anything about these, Bonnie?
Clocks or women?
Pick one and help me.
Send it to the jeweler.
Okay, but what about the clock?
Now, there you go.
Boy, you guys aren't going to believe this one. There's 11 million people in this city, right? There's nothing in here about getting them all out.
Good morning, Wojo.
Oh, good morning, Martin.
You were saying?
I'm talking about evacuation, Martin. There's nothing in here about getting them out.
What is that?
It's the Gray Book Manual. I'm going to be public information officer for the rest of the week.
Procedures in the event of civil disasters. Mm-hmm. You know something we don't know?
Well, we're going to have a hurricane, and they're evacuating all the beach areas in Long Island.
Hey, it's no wonder, man, with all that raw sewage just hanging around there offshore.
They're expecting 40-foot waves.
Ooh-wee! Talk about high tide.
Harris, suppose all that stuff blew into the harbor and got all over Manhattan. Now, that would be a disaster, wouldn't it?
Depends upon your point of view.
Well, I hope nothing happens in this city where we got to get the people out, because there's just no way of doing it if it does.
Well, Joe, you can't evacuate a whole city because a sewer backs up. You take shorter breaths and quicker steps.
What do you say? You want to talk about a storm?
We already talked about it. So what's happening, Callahan?
You know that Lieutenant Stanfield over at the 1-4?
No.
You know the wife of the late watch commander over at the 3-6?
No.
Oh, yeah. Well, here's your APBs, your interdepartmental communiques, your directives, and your assorted official garbage. Oh, yeah.
You know, we can have a big problem on our hands.
Hey, look, it ain't our problem. I mean, if a guy's wife wants to play round on him, I mean, there ain't nothing we can do about it.
Whose wife?
Which precinct?
Look, the man is talking about national emergency, not local slap and tickle.
What kind of emergency?
Like a war.
What kind of war?
A big war. A nuclear war. And we had to evacuate the whole city.
Okay.
Okay, you guys on motorcycles. You're trained in crowd control, right?
Right.
What are you going to do with 11 million people?
11 million?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you get out there and you say, keep moving, keep moving.
Hey, come on, Wojo. There's not going to be another war anyway, man. I mean, it just doesn't make any sense, economically, psychologically, or geographically.
Okay, doesn't have to be a war. It could be an earthquake.
That's a pretty slim chance, man.
But it's a chance. You know, Harris, things have a way of happening, just all of a sudden, when you least expect it. Right, Fish?
Right.
Callahan, what do we got today?
The usual, Captain. Got your bulletins. Got your hot sheets. So that's the way it is, huh?
What way is that?
I mean, we're all sitting ducks. Trapped here on an island.
It's better than the South Bronx.
I mean, you know, like he says, probably nothing's gonna happen. But suppose something does happen, you know, like a war. Like an earthquake, like he says.
Yeah, or a tidal wave, Barn.
Did you have a fight with your girlfriend, Wojo?
No, I'm just trying to do my job.
Boy, you think you got a future one minute, next thing you know, they drop one of them H-bombs on your head, and that's all she wrote. Damn it, I should have bought that cabin in Jersey.
I wouldn't worry about it, Callahan. If we're ground zero, everything from here to Philadelphia goes.
Right, Pete, how far has the guy got to go?
Detroit.
Really?
Yeah. That's why General Motors picked that place, man. They can't be risking all them cars.
Excuse me. 12 Precinct Harris.
Wojo, you're getting obsessed with that. Now, will you put that thing away and get to work on something you can do something about?
Okay, Barn, but I'd just like to know the procedures in case a siren goes off.
What siren? We don't have a siren.
There's supposed to be a siren up on the roof.
All right, suppose there is a siren up there. And suppose it does go off. Huh? Then we will cooperate with the Civil Defense Department, do whatever they say because it is their ballgame.
There is no more Civil Defense Department, Barn. The city couldn't afford to keep it going any longer.
All right, you've unearthed the problem. And you've reported it to your superior officer. Will you let me handle it? File that.
Hey, Barn.
Barney?
Yeah.
I got a call from a pawn shop over on 15th. They got a young kid in there who's trying to unload some stuff that doesn't belong to him.
Kid? Whatever happened to selling newspapers?
You can't hawk a paper route.
Fish?
Yeah.
Would you like some fresh air?
I'd appreciate it.
You go and have us. Pawn shop on 15th Street.
My pleasure.
You sure?
What?
That there ain't no way to get out of this city if we have to.
No way.
Does anybody else know that?
It's me. You, ready, Fish?
Yeah. Did Bonnie say a pawn shop?
Yeah, on 15th Street. Let's go.
No, I don't have an extra gray book, Callahan. I only got the one copy. Try the 3-3. Or try Manhattan South. They gotta have a couple of extra copies. Yeah, right. Okay. The Barn. That was Callahan, and he's over at 27. And he told me what I said about civil disaster, and they don't know what to do either.
You have any bulbs?
Yeah, bulbs. No.
Old Beckman, tell him to light my office one out.
Okay.
Oh, Nick, we got any bulbs?
Nope. I've been using a flashlight.
Okay, young lady. Step right inside here.
How long do I have to stay here?
Oh, till we talk over a little business?
I didn't do nothing. How come you're picking on me?
Yeah, you know how it is with us cops. We all hate kids.
It's my junk. Why can't I sell it?
My very words.
Okay, young lady. Is this your horn?
Yeah.
How about it? Want to play us a little tune?
Be in the mood.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. Ladies. I understand something's not up to par in these premises.
We need one of them bulbs in the bathroom.
Why? Did you lose something?
I'm ruining my eyes reading with this flashlight.
You know, they do look sort of funny. You shouldn't squint.
This isn't a squint. This is a squint.
Captain?
Oh, toilet back then?
I'll fix your bathroom immediately.
Okay.
How's your office?
Oh, you change the bulb in there, will you? 25 watts is for bats.
All right, sit down over there.
Is this the pawn shop caper?
Yeah, it says her name is Jilly.
Jilly? Is that short for Jillian?
Nat, instead of Shirley.
Shirley what?
Papalardo. And then steal that stuff.
Silverware, transistor radio.
It's mine.
And the ring, too?
Yeah.
Knights of Columbus.
I got it for Columbus Day.
And I suppose these are your baby teeth.
Yeah, they all fell out at once.
Dental humor.
Ever been arrested before, Jilly?
Not sure.
You sure you want a light on in there?
I don't mind.
It's your life.
Beckman, we got a siren up on the roof.
Yeah, but don't work.
Why not? I'm supposed to.
What are you worried about? The minute we have another war, I'll fix it.
Hey, you listen. That siren's supposed to be kept in good working order. It's supposed to be checked once in a while.
Okay, don't shoot.
Captain.
Oh, Creevy, what can we do for you?
We got 65 men on the first watch. How many do you want to keep a double shift?
A double shift?
Well, we heard some kind of news about some kind of disaster. The guys figured they'd pick up a little overtime.
Haven't heard a thing, Creevy.
No disaster? Oh, that's okay. It's all right.
Listen, you'll be the first to know.
Yeah, sure. We'll be just right downstairs. Oh, Captain, do we have anything called a gray book?
See, Roger Holtz.
Where's your father?
Elmira.
That's a prison.
No kidding.
Where's your mother?
California.
I thought you said you lived with your parents.
I do. Earl and Velma and Fred. They got five other kids. We were a group home.
Oh, that's disgusting.
City Project, Fish. Social Services Department. Barney, I checked with Children's Center. She does have priors.
On probation, huh?
Yeah, she's a ward of the court. She lives in what they call a group home.
Fish. Her parents dead?
Father is in Elmira.
Yeah, five to life. The last time her mother was heard from, she was living in San Diego, going steady with an aircraft carrier.
Who runs the home?
House parents. You know, the city pays adults to live in with the kids.
Some people do anything for money.
See if you can get anybody on the phone.
Tried, Barn. There's no answer.
All right, keep trying.
All right.
Fish, you take the kid and check the place out.
Yeah. Okay, kid. We're going to take a ride.
Where are we going?
To your house.
What for? You're not going to like it.
Don't worry about it. I don't like much anyway.
Hey, man. Hi, honey. Cute kid.
Why do I care?
Why, can I talk to you in your office?
What's up?
I'm not sure yet, Bond.
What do you hear?
Rumors. Big East.
What's up, Inspector?
Why, you got any plans for evacuating the area?
You mean the building?
I mean the whole precinct.
Oh, precinct? That's 2 square miles.
Keep it down, Bonnie, will you?
What's happening?
I can't tell you that, Bonnie.
How come?
Well, the truth is, I don't know myself, you see, but the thing is that we're afraid of starting any panic.
Panic?
Yeah, you know how rumors are, Barney. You know, somebody says something in the street, the first thing it goes from word to mouth, whole city's running around, you know, screaming, hey, the world's coming to an end. Hey,
Mr. Beckman, the custodian, Deputy Inspector Lugo.
Oh, it's a pleasure, sir.
Likewise, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Oh, Beckman.
Yes, sir.
Anything you heard in here about evacuation or panic, you keep it under your hat, you understand?
Oh, absolutely. I've been associated with the police force for 20 years. In one ear and I forget everything. Yes, sir.
Beckman? What's
squawking?
Nothing, nothing,
nothing. And you were in there. What are they saying?
I don't know nothing, but I'm going to fix the siren anyway.
Oh, by the way, Bonnie, you got an extra copy of the gray book?
No, I'm sorry, we don't.
Well, I can pick one up someplace.
Sure.
What is it? Just a little gray book, eh? Yeah. Say anything on the front, and
here's Arson's book.
Oh, sure. It is. Thanks, Wojo. Procedures in the event of civil disasters. Bonnie, what was I telling you?
That's just what I was saying to Callahan a few hours ago.
Callahan?
Yeah.
But the big mouth motorcycle cop?
Well, I...
What was he in here shooting off his face again? About me and a cashier in a restaurant over in Bensonhurst? Well, I want you to know she's a very nice woman. She's practically separated from her husband, too. The big mouth. That's how all those rumors start, Bonnie.
Absolutely.
Thanks, Wojo. Here's the phone your office, Bonnie.
I guess.
To do is get enough money to keep it going for a few days. This stuff don't mean nothing to Fred anymore.
Why didn't you tell me he was dead?
It's not my mom.
Who's dead? Fred. How's parent number three? He's upstairs packed in ice cubes.
We were just trying to keep him cool till Earl and Velma get back.
House parents number one and two are out of town. I called juvenile and sent the other kids back to the children's center.
You didn't have to do that. We could have took care of ourselves.
Wait a minute. What killed Fred?
The coroner says natural causes. You know, aggravation. Sit down.
I'm not going back to children's center.
Take it easy.
I hate it. I don't want to live when you get pushed around and the food stinks.
If I can take it, you can take it.
I guess Beckman fixed the siren.
Wonderful. Just what we needed, a time like this.
There, I fixed it! Now I can't turn it off!
I only got enough if you had one.
All right. Go find the master switch and kill it so that you don't panic the whole precinct.
I hope you're satisfied.
Hey, just rules and regulations.
Let's get on the phone to dispatch. Have them send some patrol cars around the neighborhood with bullhorns, telling everybody it's just a false alarm.
I hope you're right.
Creamy! There's no work.
Inspector!
Yes.
The commissioner, it's for you.
Barney, it's Manhattan South. They say our siren isn't supposed to be on.
No kidding.
Hello, this is Captain Miller here. Yeah, what? Yes, I'm fully aware of that. It was unintentional. Well, why's the siren going on, Barney? Unintentional. It's unintentional, Commissioner. Well, look at it as an unscheduled test. All right, relax. Take it easy. Well, you know, there are 11 million people in this city. And if something did go wrong, there is no way of getting them out. Are you aware of that?
Yeah, well, we have heard rumors, sir. Huh? Well, big ace. Yeah, unfounded? Oh, they're all unfounded. Thank you, sir.
Well, look it up in your gray book. Gray book!
Panic? In the city? Oh, it's City Hall. Oh, they all left, huh? Where'd they go? Well, you think you can get them back? Well, I certainly hope so, too. Yes, sir. Goodbye.
Well, get one and read it and learn something.
Bonnie, take it easy. It was all talk, Bonnie. It was all just loose talk.
Sure, this time, but someday.
No, sir, look, don't pay any attention to it.
No trouble.
I mean, don't say anything about it.
No problem.
Right, good, Bonnie. Thanks.
I'll see you around, boy.
Well, precinct, yeah. Captain Miller speaking.
I wouldn't lie to you.
Don't worry about it. It's a mistake. All right, let's go.
To Children's Center?
Yep.
You mean you're just gonna adopt me?
What do you want me to do, adopt you? Come on, let's go.
You know, there are some women men can never get out of their system.
Maybe someday they'll find a laxative.
Barn, did you hear about the earthquake and tidal wave in the Philippines?
Yeah, terrible, terrible.
Says here the Chinese got the atom bomb.
Wojo, you're going to have to learn to live with one irrevocable fact, and that is that if anything happens, there is no way to get 11 million people out of this city in a hurry.
And what are we going to do?
We just have to hope that mankind never gets to that point in their relationships where they allow something to happen. And we have to do everything we can to prevent it.
Okay. What do we do?
Whoa, Joe, you're making me crazy.
Next stops, Raleigh, Montpilot, Greendale, and Mayberry, where we'll be making two stops for two episodes of The Andy Griffith Show. It's a twice as nice afternoon here in TV Land.